Now, we are the only upstate county left at 4 o'clock, so we're hoping that it goes through smoothly.
Erie County Legislator Ted Morton's resolution asks the State Liquor Authority to change Erie County's bar closing time from the current 4 a.m. to 2 a.m. Morton and other supporters say the change will curb late-night DWI incidents and improve public safety. Jay Mano owns the Soho Bar at Chippewa and Franklin Streets and sees benefits for his business.
You know, it gets pretty tough for employees to have to be here until 5, 6 in the morning by the time they're done closing and we open up for lunch the next day at 11. So I think it's a quality of life issue. It's a quality of life issue for the residents.
But other bar owners are not aboard with the idea. Mark Croce owns several downtown establishments and thinks this would backfire on Buffalo businesses.
And there's a lot of unintended consequences, but you know what's going to happen? Our friends at the casino over here, just like in Niagara County, that don't abide by the same closing time, well, they'll open up to 4 o'clock in the morning, they'll put a nightclub in like they did in Niagara Falls, and then they're going to suck all the economy out of this district and there's going to be nothing left.
Other businesses that could potentially lose customers are eateries that remain open into the early morning hours. One such business is Jim's Steakout, which WBFO tried to contact. The corporate office advised us that the person authorized to speak is on vacation. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.